t-shirt or ticket stub. There was something nothing short of massacre. And every woman leave with the memory that was the place else in the world. This is where they always belong. And we would dance like no one was watching, with one fist in the air. Our arenas, just basements and bookstores across in underground America. With this fire we can learn.
CITR 101.9 FM, Inkstuds, inkstuds.com. This is one of the exclusive online interviews. My guest today is Liz Bailey. Do I got it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've listened to the show, you know I mispronounce names.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what my problem is. I've got like an excellent vocabulary. It's just last names. Maybe I'm just that white. So your main book is My Brain Hurts.
Yes.
As well as you have a whole slew of online stuff. I'll guess we'll start out with, who are you, Liz?
Who am I?
Who are you?
That's a deep question, you know. Who am I? What do you mean?
tell us about...
what do you want me to say?
About your love of comics and... Because that's the one thing I've noticed reading your stuff and just reading your blogs and stuff is you love comics.
I do. I love comics a lot. Me and, you know Alec Longstreth?
I know of.
Oh, okay. But if you've ever heard, like, interviews with him, he's very excited about comics also. And I think one time he was like, you know, Liz, I think you're the female version of me. And I was like, you know what? I think you're right. Because we're both very, very excitable.
What got comics. You excited about comics? What was the bug that bit you?
What's that?
What was the bug that beat you to get you so excited about comics?
I don't know. When I was little, I used to draw comics with my brother. And he, I don't know, he used to always finish his, and I could never finish mine when I was little. So I always kind of was like, I'm going to finish a comic one day. I'm going to show him. I still have his comics, actually. They're pretty awesome. I put them on my Flickr from when he was like 12.
How does he feel about that?
How does he feel about that? He thinks it's hilarious. But, yeah, so I guess I used to draw comics when I was little, and then, like, when I was in high school, I used to draw comics, like, with ballpoint pens, you know, and, like, my notebook or whatever, and I never really, like, put anything out until I was in college when I guess I didn't really, like, know about underground comics or anything until I was in college, because I had a boyfriend, like, pretty much every other female cartoonist I've heard. I had a boyfriend who was in underground comics and blah, blah, blah.
Showed me Love and Rockets. And
yeah, well, actually, you know, what's funny is I never read Love and Rockets until, like, you know, 2 years ago or something,
That's a long time to wait.
Yeah, after years and years of people being like, you know what, you have this comic and it, you know, it's about these, like, punk kids who are gay and, you know, you should really read Love and Rockets. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Did it live up to expectations?
It did. I actually liked it a lot. The thing is, when I started reading Love and Rockets, I started with, like, number one, and I was like, you know, this sucks.
Yeah.
Why do people love this comic so much? This is dumb.
Oh, look, she's got a crush on some mechanic.
It's a million words. What the fuck? Yeah, so I wasn't really into it. And then a couple years later, like when, I think it was when Locus came out, that big book,
mm-hmm.
I finally like checked it out and I was like, oh my God, you know, this is amazing.
Yeah, then you read Flies on the Ceiling and it's not the same since.
Yeah, no. I was like, no wonder people have been telling me to read this thing for years. I was very happy to have discovered it.
Now, My Brain Hurts, that's your first foray into publishing your own little comics?
Yeah, unless you count, like, the six-page piece of shit that I published when I was a sophomore in college, like, the first mini-comic thing I ever made, but I didn't actually, like, sell it to anyone. I just had to do it for class, and I had to, like, you know, make actual, like, copies for the class, but it was bad, and I care not to relive it.
Everyone's got their skeleton in their closet.
Yeah, mine is pretty crappy, but whatever. Also, I'll just say, yes, My Brain Hurts was the first foray.
Now, some of the things about My Brain Hurts, pretty quickly you go into, teenage social politics. Is that something that's really important to you to explore, or it's a reason for doing My Brain Hurts?
I think when I first started it, I was like maybe 20 years old when I first started drawing it, and I was still kind of like, I don't know, I guess I was like kind of still, I was still thinking about things that happened in high school, you know, and they kind of hadn't worked them through in my mind yet in some way. I don't know how to describe it, but so I started the comic with, you know, with that in mind, because I was like, I don't know, when I was in high school, I was always like writing, you know, in my journal and stuff about, like, because everything seemed really, really important at the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then when I graduated high school, I burned all my journals, so I think maybe I was subconsciously trying to, like, make up for that. Like, I have to relive it in some way, even though it's not, you know, it's not autobio, but it's, like, you know, sort of similar, like, some things are similar, but not really.
Well, I don't get the autobio vibe off of it.
Good. Many people do. No, that's not me. I mean, the character is actually, like, her personality is similar to me, but she's not me, literally.
Now, why are the issues, because you go into a whole bunch of different issues in it. I mean, you've got the gender politics, like sexual identity. Why choose to take on so much within the story?
I don't know. I mean, when I started drawing it, I knew I wanted to, like, kind of address various things that I had encountered when I was in high school and people that I knew encountered.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, my first thought when I was like, what, you know, I'm going to draw this comic about high school or whatever, I just knew I wanted to deal with that stuff because I felt like I had always been looking for a comic that was like that, you know, but I didn't really see any. You know, obviously I never read Love and Rockets because I was retarded, but so I was like, well, you know, I'll make a comic that's about this kind of stuff, you know, like that people I knew had experienced, things that I had experienced, and so that's where that is, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's why.
How far do you plan on taking the story? Because you just had the collection come out to the dirt cheap. I got to say, how much is it? $5, $6?
$6.
$6.
$5 if you get it from the Microcosm website. Which
there
is
we
not.
Go. And I actually bought the mini comics off you at SPX a year
oh,
and a half
really?
Ago. And then like, well, I might as well get the collection. It's got the issue I don't have, and it's all collected.
Yeah,
gave away the minis.
True. It's ass cheap, too.
It is. So anyone listening, dirt cheap, go to your comic store. I even saw it at Powell's in Portland. Yeah, prominently displayed with a little write-up below it.
That's what I heard. Somebody else, one of my friends in Portland, told me about that. I was like, yeet.
You'll have to go check it out when you go to Stumptown.
Yeah. I'm excited about Stumptown.
So I guess the question I was asking was, how far do you plan on taking My Brain Hurts?
It's only going up to 10 issues. Cause
okay.
At this point in my life, I'm 28 years old, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to deal with high school anymore. You know, I'm not, like, so close to it anymore, I guess. Like, because when I started it, I was pretty close to adolescence still.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of like, you know, I'm over it. But also because there is, you know, a specific story arc that I wanted to cover in it. in addition to, like, the obvious, like, blatant issues, a lot of it is, when you look at the story overall, once it's done, I think most people will see it's really a story about, like, friends growing apart from each other.
Yeah.
And how, you know, because that was something that happened to me as well, is that, you know, I had these friends in high school, and we were all crazy, drunk, you know, weirdos.
Teenage hooligans.
What's that?
Teenage hooligans.
Yeah, yeah. And as we grew up, you know, some of us decided to get our act together, and some of us decided to, you know, do the opposite. So it's kind of about that as well, and that's kind of where it's going in the larger scheme of things, I guess. So by issue 10, that'll be resolved, I guess.
Now, your other thing you have that's ongoing is Free Wheel. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm not doing Free Wheel right now.
No.
And I actually looked at it online yesterday, and something was, like, busted on it. And when I, you know, there's no, it said all this bunch of code and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Because it's not my website that it's on, so I don't know. But, you know, I do plan on, when I finish My Brain Hurts, the last issue is coming out at SPX this year. After that, I'm going to just do Free Wheel the same way I do My Brain Hurts now, which is, like, just do a mini comics.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's what's the reward between doing mini comics and web comics?
What's other the than what?
The reason for doing it. Like, there's got, like, I said reward, like, as in, like, I guess, like, the enjoyment of doing, like, what's the difference for yourself doing the mini comics version?
A lot of people say that when they do webcomics, they get instant feedback, and that's what they like about it, but I didn't get almost any feedback. I kind of hated it, because I felt like I don't know who's looking at it. I don't know. It was, like, almost completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And with mini comics, it was like, I know who's ordering it, because I'm sending it to them, or I'm buying it, you know, they're buying it from me at conventions, and I'm meeting them, you know, like, I know who these people are. But with the webcomic, it was kind of like, felt a lot more impersonal. Like, I didn't know, it's like I'm putting it out there into this void, and I'm like, I guess maybe people are reading it, I don't know.
Is that why you do all the conventions, is the chance to really interact with your audience, or create an audience that way?
Definitely. I mean, it's fun for me. I like, you know, being behind my bright pink table and, you know, talking to people and just being excitable in general. You know, I like it. I like the convention atmosphere.
Now, you have an event. Is it coming this weekend?
Yes. I have a reading at KGB Bar in New York City with... I have to look it up because I don't remember. But I know Julia Wirtz of the Fart Party fame.
Fart Party fame, yes.
And let's see, I think Tom Hart, he organizes it, so he's going to be there as well. I think Jason Little, the graphic, blah, blah, blah. I'm just looking at the internet right now. Oh, Sam Henderson, Magic Whistle, and Jason Little.
Have you done the readings before, and how does that work, a comic reading?
I've been to them before. I was supposed to do one, like, over the summer, but it got screwed up, and the people who were running it, like, messed it up, and I ended up just going there for no reason, but to sit around and listen to other people read. But basically, like, usually with comic things, comic readings, it's like a slideshow. And you, like, have a slide of each panel, and you, like, read it out loud. It's a little bit weird.
It sounds, I guess it's about as weird as me talking about comics on air, actually, so never mind.
Yeah, over the phone with me, which is pretty weird.
Across
it feels weird to sit here on the phone and be like, hi, I'm on a podcast. Never, I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to be on the radio.
I'm on the internet radio, Ma.
Now, you love comics. What are some mini comics that people really should be checking out right now?
Well, my best buddy Robin Enrico is making this comic called Jam in the Band, and it's going to be like, it's not really even a mini comic anymore. It's going to be huge, like 85 pages or something, but it's really, really good. I think he's debuting it at Mocha this year. And since I see the work that he's working on all the time, I know it's going to be totally awesome. It's it's like about this all-girl band and like they're, you know, they're breaking through to success or whatever, and like the trials and tribulations of that. It's in this really like sort of cutesy, it's almost like sort of Scott Pilgrimish style, like mm-hmm. like cartoony, you know,
kind
but
of
it's
a
not
post anime,
you know. Yeah,
post-manga.
It's not really like anime, but it's like very, you know, cartoony, like I don't know, Hello Kitty almost. I mean that in the best possible way.
Well, nothing wrong with the Hello Kitty.
It's like, is Hello Kitty on a rock band? No.
Is it like Jam?
But there's that. I mean, I mentioned that because I see his work all the time, because I hang out with him all the time. But other than that, things that spring to mind immediately are like Fart Party, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, what did I don't know, I always compile these lists after conventions of like everything that I enjoyed at the convention, and I put them on my blog, but I don't remember what any of them were anymore. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible interviewee.
That's okay. I'll just press stop now and hang up on you.
No!
It's over. You've been studded.
No! Oh, studded?
I don't know. It's like being punked. Yeah. I will.
No.
Yeah. It'll be the downfall for me if I ever did anything like that.
I cry if you do that. Just the thought of it makes me break into tears.
You think you got interviewed? I'm just wasting your time.
Oh, man. I could be eating dinner right now.
No. I could be eating dinner right now. Well, actually, it'd be an early dinner for me. I'm in the West Coast, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Anthology stuff, you've got a fair amount in anthologies, too, if people...
Yeah, I've got a piece in the Awesome Anthology for Indie Spinner Rack, Awesome Anthology.
That other indie comic podcast.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, I've got a two-pager in that one, and I've got a two-pager in Mauled number 4, Mauled by Machines.
I didn't even know about Mauled, and then Jenny was just telling me about it, that it's a...
Yeah, that sounds
awesome. I want to get some.
It's really cool, actually. My husband, like, when we went to the, I think it was the second Mocha or something, it was like the first time they ever came out with Mauled, and he got it, like, I guess they were giving it away then or something, and he got it, and he was like, this is awesome, this is the greatest thing. So, like, every year at Mocha, he's like, Mauled, I need Mauled. And, like, when they asked me if I wanted to be in Mauled, he was like, you know, yes. He was so excited.
You don't have a choice.
I have to do it.
What
it's like
was
his favorite anthology.
And what was your story about in the Mauled?
It was about this guy, I called it Paper Mill Pete. And the other thing about Mauled is, like, they're true stories. Like, the editor, Brian Musikoff, he gives you, like, a real story to work with, and you have to kind of make it funny,
mm-hmm.
which is really hard when you're reading a gory description of someone being completely
just something
obliterated
horrible.
By gears and machinery. Like, that's really sad. How am I going to make that funny? I was like getting depressed reading it, but yeah, it's like about this guy who got crushed by a paper mill thing, basically. I had to make it funny, but other than that, I was in the Girl's Guide to Guy Stuff, Friends of Lulu thing.
A good organization doing stuff for women in comics.
Definitely. I did like a 5-page story on Billy Tipton for that. I don't know if you know who Billy Tipton is.
I don't.
The story, most people don't. The story of Billy Tipton that is interesting is that he actually was a female-bodied individual back in like the 30s, I think, and he was like a jazz musician, and no one even knew that he was born female until he died. Like, he lived his entire life until he was like in his 70s or 80s or something.
And he was married.
Yeah, he had been married and had, like, adopted sons and everything, and, like, nobody had any idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's what my story's about for that one. Because it's the Girl's Guide to Guys Stuff. I don't know. What else? Give me something.
I don't know.
Ask me something.
Check out your website.
What's that? What about my website?
People should check out your website.
Yes, they should.
And you'll
or
be.
I'll punch them in the face.
There we go. If you see, if they see you at a convention, claim to have seen your website, even lie if need be. Does that sound right?
What? What
if
is that?
If people see
it, my phone was like, it was like live website people seeing.
I said if they see you at a convention, maybe lie. Say they've seen the website just so they don't get punched.
Oh, they can do that. I mean, I'm not going to punch them, you know, for coming to my table.
Okay.
I like when they do that. I'll hug them. Actually, no, I won't. I won't hug them.
I wouldn't do that at a comic convention.
Well, people at the conventions I go to tend to be, you know, better coiffed and less smelly than the average convention.
Yeah. No, there's a definite difference. I mainly go to the small press stuff, but I went to the Seattle Emerald City last year. I got kind of offended when I saw the staff walking around with a Emerald City Comic Con t-shirts on the back. It said Minions.
Oh.
I'm like, come on. Do you have any self-respect?
I guess not.
I guess not. It's like,
you tell them.
I'll tell them, all right.
You take it right to the bank.
I'm going to. Thanks for joining me today, Liz. They're all
no
pretty
problem.
I'm doing short interviews for the online stuff, so
yeah,
this isn't like
yeah.
my regular full, or else I'd be way more prepared.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I don't think I actually said my website through all that talk of...
We should mention it then.
Okay, I will. My website is http:// No, it's my name, which is LizBailey.com, but it's my last name is B-A-I-L-L-I-E, so it's LizBailey.com.
Not like the Irish Not cream.
No, nothing like the Irish cream.
There we go.
Yeah.
Check it out. I've enjoyed the comics, and I think other people should, too.
I think so.
And send me a couple song requests.
Song requests?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just do it later.
I meant to think about this, and I totally forgot.
I meant to ask ahead of time. Just email it to me, because I still got to edit it and stuff, so. I don't have to worry
about it. I didn't understand
right
half of what you just said.
I hate this microphone. Just email me the song requests.
Oh, okay.
Don't
Very
worry
good.
About
then
it right now.
I have time to think about
hey,
it.
You got time to think. You can make them perfect.
Awesome.
I even had, apparently, when Brian Ralph was on, he cleared his songs with Tom Devlin before he was on the show to make sure they were cool enough.
That's cute. So,
there you go. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for taking the time out of your dinner time.
No problem. I'm pretty sure my husband's making dinner for me, so it's okay.
Awesome. Well,
yeah, I got a manservant.
A kept man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, he makes the money, but... So.
That's the good life!
He makes the money and does all the chores.
Wow. Well, take that time to make some comics.
Yeah, I
there
will.
We go. Okay, thanks!
Bye.
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 That was Liz Bailey. Her comic is My Brain Hurts and Free Will, and she's got other stuff. Check out her website, www.lizbailey, B-A-I-L-L-I-E, Liz spelled L-I-Z, .com, and yeah, great punk rock goodness. It's the ITR 101.9 FM, Ink Studs.